New information this morning. We are learning that top IRS officials withheld information from Congress for months about the targeting of conservative organizations. And the Washington Post reports IRS officials in D.C. were also involved, not just a single branch of office in Cincinnati. But so now we've got Washington, California, and Ohio. Joining us live is Virginia Congressman Rob Whitman. Congressman, good morning. Good to have you with us today.
Good morning, Mike and Bruce. How are you this morning?
We're just fine. What's going to happen here? What do you want to see happen? Do heads have to roll?
I want to make sure there's accountability here. You know, this boils down to trust. We have to have trust in our federal agencies, and especially the IRS. There cannot be any bias there. I want to understand exactly how this happened, who is responsible, and to make sure that those individuals are held accountable. If we lose trust in our government, then that cuts right to the basis of what this nation was founded upon. And I can tell you, we need to get to the bottom of this and make sure that people are held accountable.
You know, this is something that seems to have outraged both sides of the aisle and every person you talk to, you know, in the supermarket or anywhere else. How soon can heads roll on something like this, or do procedures have to be followed?
Well, I think we need to go immediately to have hearings to try to uncover exactly what happened, where it happened, how it happened, who was responsible up and down the chain of command for the decisions that were made to target these groups, and then make sure that those people are held accountable.
Now, when you talk about held accountable, what does that really mean?
Well, I want to make sure we understand what they've done. If it goes to the point where they've actually singled out organizations, where they've said, hey, we're going to focus on these organizations, we're going to hold them to a different standard than others, then those individuals need to be, I believe, whether it's released or whether it's reassigned, whatever it may be. I think that the fullest extent of how we can pursue this under the rules of federal personnel, we need to be doing that.
I guess one of the other troubling aspects of this is that it was known that this was happening, yet Congress was not advised.
That's correct. There was information that wasn't provided to Congress. It was going on allegedly for some period of time without it being divulged or without people giving that information, and allegedly without there being action taken by people above. So I want to make sure we understand what happened and when. And finally, when was action taken, or when was information divulged, and how long after it was known did that happen?
And is there more here? I mean, we're talking about, in this case, targeting some of these Tea Party organizations and Patriot organizations. But has the IRS been acting on its own or at the behest of any of the political forces in this country to go after organizations routinely?
Well, that's another great question that needs to be answered in this whole process. Was this happening independently within the agency? Were they getting some direction from somebody outside? I think that we have to look at this and understand, try to get the communications about how the communication happened from folks in Washington to the field offices. How were communications transpiring there in Washington? Were there conversations, or were there emails back and forth between individuals there, whether it's in the IRS or outside the IRS? I want to understand all of that and make sure we have a full characterization of the facts of what's happened here, and then determine where do we go from there.
No doubt this will be front and center in the days and weeks to come. Thank you, Congressman. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, Mike and Bruce. Thanks for the opportunity to come on with you this morning.
Sure. Virginia Republican Congressman Rob Whitman.